Chapter 9. The Spring Has Come. The next morning, Mary woke late. When she got up, she saw that there was a wooden box on her table.
"Mr. Craven sent it to you," said Martha, excited.
Mary opened the box. There were several beautiful books. Two of them were about gardens. There were also two or three games, and a beautiful little writing case. Mary had not expected Mr. Craven to remember her, and her hard little heart grew quite warm. She ate her breakfast quickly and went straight to Colin's room, carrying the box. He was lying on his bed, looking pale and tired, but he was pleased to see her. Mary showed him the presents, and together they looked at the garden books.
"Mary," he said after a while, "I wish I hadn't said those things about sending Dickon away yesterday."
Mary could see that Colin was thinking.
"You know," he went on, "I wouldn't mind if Dickon saw me. I want to meet him."
"I'm glad you said that," answered Mary, "because Dickon would like to come and see you too. I could ask him to come tomorrow if you like."
"Oh, oh!"
Colin cried out, excited.
"And there's something else too," said Mary. "Can you promise to keep a secret?" she said. "Can you really promise?"
Mary's face was so serious that Colin almost whispered his answer.
"Yes, yes." "There is a door into the garden," said Mary. "I found it. It is under the ivy on the wall."
Colin's eyes grew bigger and bigger. He almost couldn't breathe. Then he took hold of her hands and pulled her towards him.
"Oh, Mary," he cried out, "will I be able to see it? Will I be able to go into it? Will I live long enough?"
"Of course you will," she said a little crossly. "Don't be silly."
And because she spoke so sensibly, he started to laugh at himself. Mary sat down next to his bed. After a few moments, she told him all about the secret garden. And this time, she did not tell him what she thought it would be like. She told him how it really was. He listened, full of excitement and delight.
"It's just how you thought it would be," he said at last.
Mary thought for a couple of minutes, and then she told Colin the truth.
"I had already seen it, and I had been in it," she said. "I found the key and got in weeks ago, but I didn't tell you because I wasn't sure that you could keep a secret."
The next morning, Mary and Colin ate their breakfast together with the morning air pouring in through the window. Colin ate a good breakfast, and Mary watched him with interest.
"You will start to get fatter, just like me," she said.
"I felt hungry this morning," said Colin. "Perhaps it's the fresh air coming from the window. When do you think Dickon will come?"
They didn't have to wait long. A few minutes later, the door opened and Martha came in.
"Excuse me, sir," she said. "Here's Dickon and his animals."
Dickon came in smiling his nicest wide smile. He was holding a newborn lamb in his arms, and the little fox cub was walking next to him. Two squirrels were looking out of his pockets, and the crow sat on his shoulder. Colin slowly sat up and stared and stared. He had never talked to another boy before. He was so curious and so excited that he forgot to speak. But Dickon was not at all shy. He walked over to Colin's sofa and put the lamb quietly onto Colin's knees. It immediately started rubbing its nose against Colin's dressing gown.
"What is it doing?" asked Colin. "What does it want?"
"It's hungry," said Dickon, smiling.
He took a feeding bottle of milk out of his pocket and put it in the lamb's mouth. And the children watched as the lamb drank the milk all down quickly and then fell asleep on Colin's knee. After that, the children wanted to know all about the lamb. Dickon told them that he had found it on the moor 3 days before. Its mother had died, and it was hungry, so he had wrapped it up in his coat and carried it home. "It was half dead with cold when I found it," said Dickon. "But I fed it some warm milk, and it lay down next to the fire, and soon started to look better." While Dickon talked, the squirrels ran up and down the big trees outside Colin's room, and the crow flew in and out of the open window. After Colin had asked Dickon endless questions about the animals, the children looked at the pictures in Mary's garden books. They also talked about the flowers that were growing in the secret garden.
"I'm going to see them," cried Colin. "I'm going to see them."
"Yes, you are," said Mary. "And you're going to see them soon.